This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged. And I really appreciate, you know, head over to JoeMessina.com. There's a live chat room there. And as I always say, the smarter people than I in the chat room. Although that's, you know, I hate to say it, guys, that's not far to go, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Yes, like right now they're talking about what's going on with the Hamas-Israeli trade. And, I wish Netanyahu would have held his ground and just said, nope, we're not stopping until we're not even slowing down. Until we see, our 200 people right there ready to go. Ready for us to pull back the hostages. Otherwise, hang tight, boys, because we're not giving up. I mean, seriously, that's where my head would be at. But what do I know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. And JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Also, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, beating his brains out to find ways to help us make money for him to sell product, American product, in this country. All right? And truly, truly make it so that we can make some money. He can fight those issues with you, for you, that we can't do on our own. Okay? Really? All right, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, get you 30 to 70% off on some great product. You know, worst case scenarios, if you hate it, guess what you get to do? He's opened the door till March. Up until March, you can sit about, you sleep on it, you can walk in the slippers, you can use the towels to dry your sorry little behind off. And guess what? And still send it back because you don't much care for them. Figure that one out. Anyway, let me see. What good stories do I have for you guys before Dacus comes on? Oh, longtime Democrat Florida Rep. Lois Frankel. She's a Jewish progressive representative. She split from the House Progressive Caucus over a series of disagreements with the caucus now in the wake of the Israeli war. The Democrats are finally showing their true disdain for the Jews. This is not new. Like I said, go all the way back to Al Sharpton. He has been speaking against the Jewish community since God knows when. I'm not so sure he's ever anything nice to say about the Jewish community. But you guys keep voting for these people. You guys keep voting him back in again. The split comes as Frankel, a fifth-term Florida Democrat, longtime supporter of Israel, decided to distance herself from the caucus members on two key votes. Now, Frankel was one of 22 House Democrats to join all but four present Republicans, essentially Representative Rashida Tlaib. Earlier this month, over the her remarks, they're not, you know, they say controversial remarks. If it was Republican, they would call them hateful remarks, right? Now, that included the video that Tlaib posted on protesters chanting the controversial Palestinian rally cry from the river to the sea, which has been deemed anti-Semitic, anti-defamation league. They condemned these terms. Tlaib claimed that the phrase is an aspirational call for freedom and of human rights and for peaceful coexistence. Right. You know, she lies so easily. Seriously. Is she married? Because they wouldn't give me a warm fuzzy. I'd be sitting there trying to go, was she telling me the truth? What was that all about? Now, Frankel also broke with the caucus earlier this month on a $14.3 billion aid package. You know, for Israel, joining Republicans to approve the bill despite Democratic opposition. I mean, come on, hello. You know, they all talk about whatever it takes. Do you need all that money for the IRS? Because you don't right now. And with all the money we've already allocated, we need to turn around and start taking from the current bucket of dollars and use those. Seriously. Anyway, after the October 7th attack on Israel and all this debate back and forth. If it was an attack on the Ukrainian people, they would have had it on the floor and approved within 24 to 48 hours of money on the way. Right? Not in this light, though. I mean, and Israel is supposed to be our ally. Israel is supposed to be our friend. Many of the protests on college campuses have been pro-Palestinian. And they have no idea why. You've got to see some of the videos I watch where these college kids are asked if they even know about the October 7th event. Most of them, not 51, I'm talking like 85% of them had no idea what happened. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, God bless America. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, and do something more than nothing. Just because you think you're doing something doesn't mean you are, okay? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. But, you know, I always tell you, don't listen to the guy with the microphone. He's not necessarily the expert in that area. You know, you heard Joe Scarborough go off this morning. Almost like it was either a drunken rage, a drunken stupid rage, or a demonic possessed rage. I haven't quite figured it out yet. But I love bringing the experts on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does pretty much every week to discuss some of the issues in the news, what's going on, what's happening, and truly, you know, what your rights are. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be on the program. I really appreciate having this opportunity every week. Thank you.
You know, I I've been asking people to email me, because we're up on Turkey Week, but email me non-traditional dishes that they have, maybe because of their ethnicity or, you know, traditions from, quote-unquote, the old country. You know, in my case, being of Italian heritage, yeah, we had the turkey, we had the mashed potatoes and such, but we always, we had Italian dishes and special Italian dishes as well. What about you?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what we're going to do. We just may go out to eat. I think my wife has set up for us to eat in a restaurant this time around, just to take it easy and reduce some of the headache of meal preparation. So I think we're taking it the easy way this go around.
Well, that's becoming more of a tradition anyway, really, truly. People going out, which is, in the old days, you know, I talk about this on a regular basis about how family is your kind of your accountability team, right? Your accountability group. And the holidays was always a time, for me and my family, it was every Sunday, pretty much. We went to grandma's house. But the holidays tend to be a time where you catch up with relatives and family members and such, and it is a reset moment. I think we've lost that to a big degree.
Yes.
I think that's why we're having the trouble we're having in the schools with our kids.
Yeah, it's you're absolutely right. That family unit and that bonding and connecting with the grandparents and just that whole mindset of the value of the family and connecting is very valuable. It's proven itself over history. In fact, I'm reading a book called Conservatism, a Rediscovery by Yoram Hazony. And it's a really deep book, but that's one of the things he's addressing is the breakdown of the family and how that actually hurts and breaks down society. But the valuable need for giving honor to parents, grandparents, caring for children, caring for parents, and just that, and how we're diverging from that, which has proven itself in history to have strong marks in maintaining heritage and values and principles.
Yeah, interesting how we have, over the decades, devalued, if you would, our senior people, you know, for lack of a better term. We don't give them the honor that's due them. We don't, deal with them properly, if you would. And they are the holders of the history. They understand what happened, what took place, in Europe, in the old country. You don't even hear that term anymore, do you?
You're right. You're right. You don't hear it.
No. You always said, my grandparents, they're from the old country. What was the old country, and what does that actually mean, and what values were brought? These people went through real oppression. They went through some real hardships to get here, to get away from, fascism and communism and all of that, that we today think is, no big deal, that we don't really give them the credit that they should get for all of this anyway,
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Can you imagine telling your grandfather about the stuff going on in schools today? He would look at you and say, what do you want, drugs?
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't even believe it was happening. It was just it's so way out. And and even like as far as movies and media, I've got to get this in. Tomorrow, Disney's releasing a movie called Wish, WISH. It's got garbage in it. It's got a binary character. It's part of the LGBTQ indoctrination movement. I hope anyone listening to this broadcast will not take their children to any Disney movie, because this is their track record. Every single new movie they're coming out with has LGBTQ indoctrination, and this movie called Wish, unfortunately, meets up to that low standard.
Yeah, just amazing. All right, let's throw some stuff around. Let's see if I can catch you on an off day here. I usually can't catch you at all, but we'll have some fun with it anyhow. The Justice Department is taking, check this, they're taking a victory lap for the conviction of a 75-year-old pro-life activist for an alleged crime that took place 3 years ago. Now, her massive crime was her name is Paula Harlow. She's 75 of Kingston, Massachusetts. Oh God. For a federal conspiracy against the rights and the Freedom of Access to Clinical Entrances Act. What did she do? Basically, she was out in front of a quote unquote a reproductive health care center. Don't you love that line?
Yeah, in other words, an abortion mill. Okay, gotcha, an abortion mill. Okay.
Yeah, I figured you'd get past all the garbage anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she was out there basically praying for the place. Okay? And she was, you know, she was participating in a protest, but she had been praying for the place earlier, if you read some of the other articles. And she could face up to 11 years in prison for this. It's not like she stood in the doorway. Not like she kept people from being able to go in there.
So on the record, it does not state anywhere that she prevented anyone from going in or going out. She never threatened anyone, never threw anything at anyone, never used any physical contact against anyone. And yet, that's what she's facing. This is selective enforcement of the law for tyranny's sake. And, you know, it happened in Massachusetts that... this could happen anywhere.
It's happening
in the
everywhere. It truly is happening everywhere. When you look at this, because we do this every day. I do this every day, and I see, you know, look at there were 200 plus pro-Palestinian activists. Some had pepper spray. They violently rioted. They went into the DNC, the Democrat National Committee headquarters. They injured six Capitol Police. Who's been arrested? Right? Who's going to jail? It is in our faces right now. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli government officials are in discussions regarding a potential agreement with Hamas to release hostages. The proposed deal involves implementing a multi-day ceasefire with approximately 50 Israeli and international hostages being released and additional releases anticipated later. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, so says the Fed.
The summary of the October 31st and November 1st two-day meeting, which were released Tuesday, reveals ongoing concerns among officials about the potential for increased inflation. They emphasize the necessity of maintaining a restrictive monetary policy to bring inflation down to the Federal Reserve's target of 2%.
Following a landslide in southeast Alaska Monday night, one person has died and others are currently missing. Three homes were in the path of the landslide. Some residents are being urged to evacuate. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But let me bring him back on because he is the expert. I don't really have a clue. So Brad Dankus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Kind of works through the law issues and that kind of stuff. Brad, we were talking about somebody who... I guess it's a federal law, right? This FACE Act makes it a federal crime with potentially steep fines and jail time to use or threaten to use force to injure, intimidate, or interfere with a person seeking reproductive health service, which in and of itself is a joke. It's not reproductive health by any stretch. But, injure, all right, intimidate or interfere. I mean, those are pretty gray terms, if you would, for me. In looking at that, and at the same time, if you've got somebody sitting there praying, aren't they simply on a public street? Aren't they simply exercising their First Amendment rights? I mean, this is really a conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah, they are exercising their First Amendment right, and any prosecution of an individual who is out there praying in no way should be prosecuted under the FACE Act at all. That's not what it was intended for. It's a distortion of the law. And here's a classic example, in my opinion, of the politicization of law enforcement, of the district attorney's office, of even our judges. They have their agendas, and they get into power, and they're going to abuse their power to further an agenda and not commit to their oath of protecting the Constitution and equal protection and application of the law fairly and blindly and justly. So this is just another example. People say, oh, the Trump deal, that's just an anomaly. You know, yeah, it's a little politicized, but no. We're seeing this across the country, and we need to call it out, and we need to call the thug DAs and the thug judges accountable when they grotesquely and deliberately violate the law and the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Now another article states that the DOJ has prosecuted dozens of FACE Act causes since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. A real uptick in the applications, which disproportionately involve pro-life defendants. And at the same time, right, if they were equally aggressive in prosecuting anyone who intentionally injured a federal Capitol Hill police officer, how many arrests would they have made by now? A heck of a lot more, wouldn't they?
Oh, you're absolutely right. They're selectively putting our law enforcement under the bus. They're not protecting them. They're not using the law for that purpose. No, they're using it because they want to protect and promote abortions. We also can see it by looking at how many prosecutions there have been or have not been for the huge uptick and increase in violence against pro-life centers, as well as churches for that matter. It's night and day. They're barely lifting any finger at all to investigate or prosecute these thugs who actually don't pray in front of pro-life clinics. Oh, no. They don't pray. No. I don't think we'll see that, unfortunately, for a while. No, what we see is violence, absolute violence, arson, bullet holes. That's what we see. The Department of Justice does nothing because we are living like in a banana republic. And unless things radically change at the ballot box in 2024, this nation is looking for a very dark, bleak future if we cannot maintain equal justice and equal treatment under the law. One of the few hallmarks of strength that we have against the communist Chinese, and we're about to throw it away with this kind of tyranny under this kind of an administration.
Well, look, according to a press release from the U.S. Capitol Police, after that whole unlawful demonstration in front of the DSC, they said, we've handled hundreds of peaceful protests, but last night's group was not peaceful. The crowd failed to obey our lawful orders to move back from the DNC, where members of Congress were in the building. When the group moved dumpsters in front of the exits, now follow me through here, they moved dumpsters in front of the exits. They pepper sprayed the officers, right, guys that were on duty, and attempted to pick up the bike rack. Our team quickly introduced consequences. Okay. Pulling people off the building, pushing them back, clearing them from the area so we could safely evacuate members and staff. Six officers were treated for injuries, some minor cuts, some were pepper sprayed, some were punched. One arrest was made.
One arrest was made.
Yeah.
Could you not use this? Injured.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could use this in court to say, Your Honor, why is my client being arrested for simply standing out in front with a sign, and yet we have the same issue or same type of thing going on, and we have one arrest?
Yeah. And why would someone want to be a police officer in that town? Why? I mean, it's obviously the city's not behind you. You know, they're for the criminals. They're pro-criminals. Why does someone want to be a police officer in a town like that? You know, a classic example, this is Minneapolis. You know, after the Floyd, George Floyd, you know, fiasco, that is a classic example. Their law enforcement, number of people in law enforcement has shrunk, I think, by 40% because police officers said, forget it. You're not going to stand by us. You're going to vote corruption. And in fact, speaking of that, I want to just mention a movie that's come out, the documentary. And I encourage people to look at it. And they can watch it for free. It's a full documentary. It's called The Fall of Minneapolis. The Fall of Minneapolis. And it's looks at all the evidence objectively. And it's just another example of how we do not have fair and equal treatment under the law when we have very relevant, important information and evidence withheld from the court, from the jury, and from the American people. And we have basically a mob mentality when it comes to justice. And I just find it really important for people to have their eyes opened up and to understand where we're headed. Because who wants to live in a country where you don't have blind justice, you don't have equal protection under the law, and all it takes is for you to live in a city where you have a mob that's going to turn against you, and the people and who's the district attorney are not of your same persuasion of your beliefs, your convictions, and they can turn against you and just, you know, quickly get a jury appointed that's, you know, against you, and you're in jail for life when in reality you're not guilty. I mean, that's what we're seeing, and people need to be thinking twice where they live and what state they live.
Yep.
And what county and city they live in, because that will have an impact on the extent to which they have fair and equal treatment under the law.
We've got some people in the chat room putting out numbers. Minneapolis is down 300 cops. New York City is down 1,500 cops. And I agree. I mean, why be a police officer in those cities when they're not going to support you, when they're not going to stand up for you and care for you? So, yeah, again, just amazing. All right, so I got one, take a little turn on you here, but a new scientific study from Bangor University in Wales shows that people stuck by the COVID lockdown rules and the most strictly have the worst mental health today. So those who follow the restrictions most closely when the pandemic hit are the most likely to be suffering from stress, anxiety, depression, and that's according to the academics at Bangor University. So, you know, you and I were talking about this, have been talking about this for a long time, and there were a lot of people like totally wigged out by this. I know we don't have coping skills anymore. I talked to a psychiatrist about this yesterday. We have no coping skills with our young people, and this is why they're so easily led down these roads. You know?
Yeah, it's tragic. The stats don't lie, the studies don't lie, and unfortunately our children have paid a huge price. And you know what's really sad about this also is the fact that the price has been paid, but the lesson has not been learned.
Oh, that's true.
The lesson has not been learned. How many of these parents dealing with these children are willing to face the facts and the reality of, wow, you know what? Maybe all this stuff with the pandemic, you know, forcing the kid to wear a mask at a young age, inhibiting their social development and skills, you know, maybe that caused them harm. Maybe forcing them to get a vaccine that sort of messed up their health afterwards, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, not seeing other people, not socializing, not having human contact. Yeah, I could see where that could be a problem. Got to go for a break.
Yeah.
Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being, you know, again, part of the solution, right? Seriously. So the... let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate, you know, his time with me. He is the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. Before we get rolling and I run out of time, go ahead and tell him what Pacific Justice Institute's all about.
Yes, Pacific Justice Institute is all about defending without charge religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all across the country with 36 offices in 26 states, coast to coast. And we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. No, we actually have a real ministry heart. We want to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And we have over 220 cases, Joe, in active litigation. And I just encourage people out there, if they want to keep up with our cases, they can go to our website. And we also have a matching grant. We're just now announcing it right now on this show. We have a $500,000 matching grant. It's a real deal matching grant. We got it finalized today and confirmed today. And so if people would like to participate and have their contribution matched dollar for dollar, or if they're already supporting us and they want to increase the level of support, that increased amount will be matched dollar for dollar. Or if they want to become a monthly supporter or increase their level of monthly support, that will be matched dollar for dollar for the next 12 months, for all of next year. So anyway, I encourage people to take advantage of this. Just go to our website. It's all tax deductible, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org.
You know, people, this is why I say to you, you know, you got to pay attention to what's going on. You need to get the right information. You need to get it from organizations you can trust. So pji.org is the place to be. Get over there. Help out. Very, very, I think you were telling me, Brad, it's what, a half a million bucks to take a case to the Supreme Court, which is really, really interesting and amazing considering they're supposed to be for the people, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it would cost if someone paid a private attorney to do it. But our attorneys at PJI on staff, they take a fraction of their salary in the private sector. They work together as a team, coast to coast. So we get the biggest bang for the buck in the work that we do, and that's another reason why people love to support PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. We get, but without question, we get the most done for the least amount of money and making a real impact across the country.
So let's go back to a little bit of what I was talking to you about before. You and I, during those times, a lot of people who didn't get the vaccine, people, even people who got a vaccine or what have you, you know, again, knew that what they were pushing on us, the masks, the vaccines, the distancing, all of that stuff, could not, and none of us that I know of, none of us regular people anyway, had an MD next to our name or what have you, and it only made common sense that you being separated from family, separated from friends, not being able to visit relatives and loved ones in a hospital, which is where a lot of people ended up, it had to have a major impact on you mentally. And, you know, I go back to the 70s when, you know, there were all, well, even before that, I mean, there were all kinds of massive influenzas when I was growing up as a kid, things that were happening. And I don't ever remember us being locked down like this or having the mental anguish that some of these people got during this whole thing. Do you?
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, in 2020, an interesting study was done, and it found that minors, those under the age of 18, were actually 40% more likely to die of the flu if they got the flu than if they got the COVID. So the flu was actually significantly deadlier,
yep,
than the COVID, COVID-19. But that was not a part of their narrative in the big pharma. They wanted to sell these. They wanted to thrust this down children. And now children between the age of 12 and 19 have a 13,000% increase in myocarditis, a very serious heart disease. And that's just one of the quadrants of harm that's happened to children on a massive, massive level. It's tragic. And, you know, I know people in my own, just in my own circle, who have diseases and issues, massive blood clotting, lupus at the age of 17, you know, conditions that, you know, dropping dead after getting the vaccine, and they're healthy in their young 20s, just suddenly dropping dead. And people know of this, of others, and they're hearing about it. Even though it's masked by the media, they're hearing about it, and that's why only 7%, last I heard, only 7% of Americans are getting the latest COVID vaccination. I think they realize what the truth is and realize that this is a risk they should not take or have their loved ones take.
I wouldn't touch it. I tell my friends don't go near it. I have friends that have not only had the shot, but they've had 3, 4, and 5 booster shots. And on top of that, Brad, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. But on top of all of that, they still got it. And they've had it several times, not once. I had it once when it back in 2019 before they even knew what it was. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, we have been sucked into whatever the doctor says, whatever the experts say is what we're supposed to do, period. Just amazing.
Yeah. We at Pacific Justice, we've defended doctors and nurses that have stood up to it. But, you know, the sad truth is right now more than 99%, this isn't arbitrary, this is research numbers, over 99% of those in the hospital with COVID complications, serious COVID complications because of the latest strain, were vaccinated. And if they were, and we found that if they received boosters, the more boosters they received, the higher likelihood that they're going to be in the hospital with serious, potentially fatal complications. What more do we need in the way of evidence to say enough is enough, stop the foolishness? And I encourage people, they've had a vaccine, okay, don't get the booster, because with every booster, they have an increase of risk, especially if they had complications when they had the first vax. The next one, the booster, reportedly is going to have even worse complications. That's what the studies show. And I hopefully someday we'll see prosecution when we have a new Department of Justice, a new FBI, and a new person occupying the White House against this grotesque tyranny against the American people in the worst way possible in terms of medical fraud.
So help me out here, because I've had people ask me this question since you we've talked about this in the past. Is there, because there's an understanding, if you would, is there a way to sue these companies if you can prove they knew there was a problem or wasn't tested properly or?
Yeah, there's a possibility for that. And there's an area law, practice of law, dealing with that. That's not my specialty and expertise. I can't help but believe that there are firms, law firms out there that are researching, investigating, looking for an angle. If there is one, it will come to the surface and it will be taken advantage of, because there'll be lots and lots of money involved in that kind of a litigation if they can get it off the ground, you know, without question. And I want to make it clear, you know, when it first came out, the COVID vaccine first came out, those were at very, very high risk because of high obesity, their age, medical conditions and medications they were on. I'm sure there were lives that were saved who originally were at high risk when it initially came out. But now the COVID vaccines they have are looking in the rearview mirror. They're not for dealing with the latest variants. They're dealing with the variants 6 months ago, like the latest one that's coming out. It's irrelevant to the variants that's actually spreading across the country. So, you know, there may have been some benefits for some people early on, but there's a heck of a lot of harm to the many in the masses that have gotten it that should not have gotten it, including minors, children, those under the age of 50 or 60. It's tragic, and it's in the hundreds of thousands of victims that we're looking at.
Yeah, it is tragic because, when you think about the damage it did to the kids going to the schools, that kind of stuff, it's just terrible, just really terrible. Okay, one last time before we run out of time here, we only got about 30 seconds, tell people where they can find you, where they can help, and how they can get involved.
You bet. If they want to participate in our matching grant, $500,000 matching grant, or they want to get our updates on our mini cases or our Legal Insider free of charge, go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Well, you know, Brad, I always love having you on with me. God bless you for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I appreciate the support you give me on a regular basis, and people, you will too. All right, get a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.